This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli troops entered Gaza's biggest hospital on Wednesday and were searching its rooms and basement. Israeli forces say the Al-Shifa hospital is the heart of Hamas's operations, both in the hospital and in tunnels beneath it. Hamas, which is a U.S.-designated terrorist group, denies that. Director of Doctors Without Borders Health Monitoring Program in Amman, Dr. Gershon Azizi, said they've lost contact with their colleagues inside the hospital.
We are not only concerned about our staff. We are concerned about our staff, all the medical staff in the hospital, all the patients, and all the people who are using the hospital as a shield to trying to protect their lives and the lives of their children.
Israel said its troops uncovered unspecified weapons and terror infrastructure inside the hospital compound. Britain's Supreme Court unanimously ruled on Wednesday the UK's government scheme to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is unlawful. The latest now from Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones.
The announcement dealt a crushing blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's immigration reforms ahead of an expected general election next year. Britain wanted to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving on its shores without permission to the East African country. The idea was to deter migrants crossing the English Channel from Europe in small boats. But the UK's top court decided Rwanda cannot be considered a safe third country. The ruling sparked an angry response from some lawmakers in the right wing of Sunak's ruling Conservative Party. They said the government should consider pulling out of the European Convention on Human Rights.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones, who says Sunak has said the government had already planned for this and will renegotiate the treaty with Rwanda. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Virginia, it's sentencing day for the mother of a six-year-old who brought her gun to school and then used it to shoot his teacher. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the teacher was seriously wounded.
Deja Taylor's son told authorities he got the gun by climbing onto a drawer to reach the top of a dresser and taking that gun from his mother's purse. He was 6 years old at the time and took that gun to school, where he shot teacher Abby Zwerner in her first grade classroom in January. Investigators found marijuana in Taylor's bedroom and evidence of frequent drug use. The federal charges against her for using marijuana while owning a firearm, which is illegal, appear to be relatively rare and come at a time when pot is legal in many states, including Virginia. The mother still faces separate sentencing for felony child neglect. I'm Julie Walker.
The latest national climate assessment finds warming is worsening and affecting people across the United States. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Biden calls it a stark reminder.
Climate change is impacting all regions, all sectors of the United States, not just some, all.
The National Climate Assessment finds the U.S. warming about 60% faster than the world as a whole. But what people really feel is the extreme weather. Heat waves, drought, wildfire, and heavy downpours accelerating, say the study's authors. Biden notes disasters cost the country $178 billion last year.
The impacts we're seeing are only going to get worse.
This year's assessment unequivocally blames the burning of coal, oil, and gas. And the president says the data also shows
anyone who willfully denies the impact of climate change is condemning the American people to a very dangerous future.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping are headed to their meeting at a country estate in California, hoping to stabilize U.S.-China relations after a period of tumult. But the White House says Biden is prepared to confront Xi on difficult issues like trade or Beijing's burgeoning relationship with Iran and human rights concerns as well. The leaders who last spoke a year ago have since then fraught ties between the economic superpowers have been strained by the U.S. downing of a Chinese spy balloon and over differences of Taiwan, China's hacking of a Biden official's emails, and other such incidents. The leaders are in San Francisco on Wednesday for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, which has already been underway. More news on our website, 24 hours a day. That's voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.